It's 8:04. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. A doctor with National Jewish Health, a hospital in Denver, says he's seeing a lot of patients who meet the criteria for COVID-19, but test results have caused delays. Pulmonologist Ken Lin Q says the hospital is fuller than usual because of the backlog.
A lot of these patients are stuck in isolation waiting for their test results so that we could protect everybody if they are positive.
He says he's seeing a mix of age groups at National Jewish, and that's the trend nationally. That's because older people already self-isolate for things like influenza, so they're being extra careful. Coloradans won't be able to get commercial haircuts, massages, manicures, or tattoos through the end of April. CPR's Andrea Dukakis has more.
The new order from the state health department bars those and other personal services, and it extends the statewide restaurant, gym, and theater closures to April 30th as well. That's meant to encourage social distancing and slow the spread of the new coronavirus. A separate order from Governor Jared Polis bars elective surgeries and other non-emergency medical procedures. He says that's necessary to reserve medical equipment and supplies in order to combat the pandemic. That order exempts rural and critical access hospitals. I'm Andrea Dukakis, CPR News.
Colorado's first day of spring snowstorm has raised the avalanche danger in the mountains. Colorado ski resorts are closed because of coronavirus, but some peaks at Breckenridge and Keystone are still open for uphill access. Ethan Green with Colorado's Avalanche Information Center says avalanche patrols are not monitoring the area because of the closures.
So the same sort of conditions that you find generally in the backcountry, you may find on slopes that look like ski areas most of the time. So what you want to do is make sure that you are prepared.
Colorado's high country could get more snow through the weekend. This is CPR News.